Let's review Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. Zak the Mishnah, Mazgul Lo Kars Rishon. After pouring the first cup of wine at the Seder, there's a machlokas which order to say the brachos in. We first say a brach on the holiness of the day, and then say Baruch Pri Hagafen. Price gives two reasons for that. First, Hayom Gorim Le'ayin Shiyavo. It's the day that brings on the obligation to have wine. And second, Kfar Kiddush Hayom Va'adayin Yayin Lo Bad. The day became holy before the wine was in front of us. We say the Baruch Pri Hagafen before the brach on Kiddush Siyom. Price gives two reasons for Beisilah. First, Me'eshayayin Gorim Le'Kiddush Shita'amer. The presence of wine causes us to say Kiddush. And second, Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu, Tadu Kodem. We always do the more common mitzvah first, and Kiddush Alakos is more common than Pesach. Even though Baskol, the heavenly voice, informed us that we always paskin like Beis Hillel, the Braisa specifically paskins like Beis Hillel in this case, either because the Braisa was taught before the Baskol, or because the Braisa assumes that in Mashkichim Baskol, we pay no attention to the Baskol. Zok the Mishnah, after the Kiddush, they bring a vegetable to be used for Karpas, and is dipped and eaten. After Karpas, they bring matzah, lettuce, charoses, and two cooked foods. The Tanakhama holds that dipping marr in charoses is not a mitzvah, but Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik calls it is a mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring the Korban Pesach at this point. Am Reish Lakish, Zosemeres, Mitzvah Shrichs Kavana. Reish Lakish derives from the fact that we eat lettuce as karpas and then eat more later for marr, that Mitzvah Shrichs Kavana, one only fulfills a mitzvah when he intends to fulfill the mitzvah, because if the mitzvah were fulfilled without Kavana, we would already fulfill the mitzvah marr by eating the karpas. So Gemara has two questions on Reish Lakish. First, maybe mitzvahs don't eat kavana, and we do two dippings, so that the children will notice and ask questions. Second, the Braisa says explicitly that if a person eats vegetables that can be used for mara without having kavana, he's yotze. The Gemara defends Reish Lakish that tanaihi, whether mitzvahs require kavana to be yotze, is the subject of machlokes tanan. Rabbi Yossi holds that even after doing karpas, mitzvah lahavi lefanav, chazeres vecharosu ushnei tafshilin. We haven't been yotze the mitzvah of mara with karpas, so you still have a mitzvah to bring more mara for the mitzvah. The fact that Rabbi Yossi calls it a mitzvah indicates that we aren't just bringing the mara to pique the curiosity of the children. My shnei tafshilin. The Gemara quotes several opinions as to what kinds of cooked foods we need at the Seder. Rav Huna says that even though we bring two cooked foods to the table to commemorate the Korban Pesach, Korban Chagiga, we can even use silka v'aruza, cooked beets and rice. Since once Rav Huna said that Rava would specifically use those two foods, hol v'nafik mipume de Rav Huna. Since that example is what came out of Rav Huna's mouth, so Rava was makbit to dafki use those foods in particular, even though there's no real halachic reason to use those foods in particular. Rav Huna's example demonstrates that we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he holds that oriz min dagan, who their rice is a grain and can become chametz. Chizkia holds a fish with an egg on it, even though they are cooked together, is considered two dishes. Rav Yosef Amar, Tzorek Shnei Mine Basar. Rav Yosef says we need two types of meat. Ravina Amar Filu Garma Bishula. Even a bone with the stuff it cooks in is considered two foods. Pshit a hechadik ashar yirakos. It's obvious when there are other vegetables to use for karpas, we should say bar pri adama on karpas and alachilas marar on the marar. However, when we have only lettuce, there's a machlokas how to arrange the brachos. Rav Huna holds we still say only bar pri adama while eating karpas and later alachilas marar when eating marar. Rav Chisa rejects that idea because the achar shemili kresay amenu chazim varichala. It doesn't make sense to say an alachilas marar after having already eaten a lot of marar. Instead of Chisa holds we say both brachos when we eat the lettuce as karpas and then don't say any bracha when we eat it as mar. The Gemara passings like Rav Chista, Rav Acha, Bredi Rava try to avoid the entire machlokas by trying to find other vegetables to use for karpas.